remarks of the president, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 23 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate very much this cordial welcome. I enjoy meeting people. And the reason I'm out this time is to tell the people what they ought to hear, not what they want to hear. You have an excellent ticket here in Pennsylvania for the Congress. You've just been listening to Judge Bard. He'll make you a great senator. And I've known Ms. Buchanan ever since her husband came to Washington as congressman. And she has made a wonderful public servant, and I want you to send her back down to Washington, because we need people like that. We've also got a national ticket of which we can be proud, in Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. They are two of the best qualified candidates any party ever offered to the country. They really work for your interests. You can trust them all the way, and that's what you need in the White House, is a man to preside over the Senate. I'm taking part in this campaign because I believe this is one of the most important elections we ever held. The choice you make this year may decide whether you have prosperity or depression, peace or war. I want to talk to you a little about this matter of prosperity or depression. I think you should look carefully at the record of the Republican Party and then decide where your best interests lie. If you look at the Republican Party's record, you'll see that the last time they were in power, we went into a terrible depression and had about 14 million unemployed. The Republicans sat on their hands in 1930, 1931, and 1932, they did nothing to get us out of that depression. They didn't even do anything to help relieve the misery of the unemployed. Then when the Democratic Party took over in 1933, that Republican Party opposed everything Franklin Roosevelt did to pull us out of the hole they left us in. The Republicans have fought all the New Deal and Fair Deal measures that have helped our people so much over the past 20 years. Things like Social Security and minimum wages, the Wagner Act, farm price supports, low-cost housing, utility regulation, and all the rest. And now they are posing behind a front man, a five-star general who had a wonderful reputation as a general, but he doesn't know any more about politics than the pig does about Sunday. The Republican Party is very, very fond of generals. They have a five-star general heading their ticket. They've got General Wedemeyer in their corner. They've got General Clay in their corner. They've got a general here running for the Senate in the great state of Pennsylvania. They're mixed up with General Foods and General Electric and all the rest of generals like that. The only general they haven't got in their corner is the General Welfare, and he belongs to the Democrats. Now you can't count on a party that has a public record like the Republicans have. You can't trust them to keep up the progress we've made or to bring you security and prosperity in the future. You can't trust them to keep you out of a depression that could be twice as bad as the one they left with us in 1932. They're progressive on the depression business. In 1921, they had 7 million people out of employment, and in 1932, they had 14 million people out of employment. If you put them back there for another 4 years, they'd probably have 28 million. They let you down every time they've been in control of the government. They let you down in that terrible Republican 80th Congress, which I had a lot of fun with and put under the sod in 1948. They let you down again if they win this election. And that goes for all of them, including their five-star candidate for president. He's made his peace with Senator Taft. And I guess you know what that means for you. Now, there's just one thing for you to do, and that's to do a little thinking on your own hook. I'm out trying to get people to study the record, study the issues. The Republicans don't want to talk about issues. They don't dare because they're standing on all the issues that have been against the people. But if you do a little thinking for yourselves, you'll go home, pray over this situation because it's the most serious one we've met since the Civil War. If you do that, you vote for the welfare of the free world, you vote for this great nation, the greatest republic in the history of the world, and you vote carefully in your own interest. And when you do that, we'll have Adlai Stevenson in the White House for 4 years and the country will be safe.